Questions 24 and 25. In 2004, I was elected an honorary member of the Explorers Club of New York, a distinction given only to a score of men and women. And in 2009, I received the Explorers Club Medal, the highest award. At first, this might be seen as an entirely inappropriate honor, and maybe it was. I had never suffered privation on polar ice, never climbed an unconquered Antarctic mountain, never contacted a previously unknown Amazonian tribe. The reason was science. The board of the club had decided to expand its concept of what remains left to explore on our planet. The conventional map of the world had been largely filled in since the time Teddy Roosevelt traveled down an unnamed river in the Amazon and Robert Perry and Matthew Henson conquered the North Pole. Most of the Earth's land surface had been visited on foot or by helicopter. What remained could be examined, even monitored day by day, through satellites to the last square kilometer. What was left of importance to map on the home planet other than the deep sea? The answer is its little-known biodiversity, that variety of plants, animals, and microorganisms that compose the thin layer of Earth called the biosphere. Although most of the flowering plants, birds, and mammals have been found, described, and given a scientific name, the great majority of species in other groups of organisms still remain to be discovered. Biologists and naturalists, both professional and amateur, who set out to find species and map the biosphere, have remained as among Earth's true explorers.